This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Coach Hurd's my basketball coach. He's your basketball coach. He's everyone's basketball coach. He's also Team Thad's basketball coach. He's also the team director. And just like every other 25-year-old blonde former sorority star, he's headed to Nashville for New Year's Eve. You hitting Broadway tonight, Coach? You gonna get white girl wasted? You gonna get some seltzers out there? You give me a superstar.
So tomorrow is downtown tonight. I just told George I met the Gaylord. They're doing a lot with kids. So I'm with my daughter. We were going to
the opposite
Florida. Yeah, I'm the opposite. I'm doing the Family Man, bringing the New Year's in on the Family Man, and I hit Broadway tomorrow. But no, I was telling him we're supposed to go to Florida, and a couple more people jumped in, so I was like, I gotta get us somewhere because we bring the New Year's in together, and I think this place might be more than enough because we haven't currently checked in, but this place is off the chain. Jeffrey,
are you doing that? Because I was watching the Music City Bowl. They have like a promo, like they're bringing in all the ice, and like I think they have a Snoop. I'm a big Charlie Brown Peanuts Snoopy guy. And I think like they have. Is that what y'all are doing? Is it still going on, or is that end at Christmas?
No, that don't end until January the 3rd. So yeah, when I get off the radio today, I think ours is at 4 or 5. We purchased the Ice Age thing.
Yeah,
and then they got a character meal with Charlie Brown. I mean, they got a lot of stuff. I mean, you know, they got the indoor water park, and it's a lot. So they got a lot going on. So yeah, we're doing the Ice Age here in an hour or two.
Yeah, you're gonna spend a lot of money on mediocre food, aren't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, Jeff, we're in a certain resort. This is the type that you're almost going to do it because you're not going to want to get back in the car because it is a big, extreme. Been here in a while to this campus in Nashville, so I didn't realize how this is really, really big, Jeffrey, almost like a college campus or something. Now, they got a lot on here.
Well, it used to be an amusement park. Like, you obviously had the hotel, Opryland. Just like, you know, we always take crap because Liberty Land's no more. Yeah, I don't hear no one's throwing any shade for whatever happened to Opryland, huh?
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty big.
No, it's quite the campus. All right, but here's the real question.
Okay.
Where are you watching the Canes tonight?
So, this is what's funny, Jeffrey. My daughter, I have her friends, a couple of the family. I love Ice Age and everything. Mm-hmm. I have told them from 6:30 to 8:30, yep. I'm unavailable.
Daddy's
let everybody
occupied.
Know. Yeah, so I'm either going to be in the room and everybody got to leave out, or it's like 18 restaurants supposed to be on campus now here or a bar or something, but from 6:30 to 8:30, because I think it come on 6:30 Central Time, I'm occupied. You know what I mean? It's probably and if the game is really good or we're winning, I'm going to watch it all the way to the end, so that might take longer than 8:30. So, and I really hate it, Jeffrey, because I feel like those are core hours. You should be spending time with the family and as high as Gaylord is, but I got to see this game. I'm sorry.
Well, I was trying to think about that. Biggest Miami game since? I mean, I guess you could say the easy answer is last week, but I don't know, man. This one feels even different than last week did.
No, the energy is way more. Last week was big, too. But this week, I think it feels like, dude, you got a chance of beating the defending champs. And when you actually, first of all, Jeffrey, you always have some great answers. And, I mean, for people that don't know, Jeffrey's on the show all day doing all kind of stuff. But when you asked me last week, it might have been too soon. I didn't appreciate it. Now I appreciate it as a fan. The energy is just different. Now I'm really thinking about the revenge. I'm really thinking about what this can do for us. You know, we've been saying the U is back for a while. This game tonight, Coach Mario, the fans, the alumni, we just beating the defending champs. We also beating the favorite for this year. Because they say Ohio State, even though they lost in there, they're the favorite to win the national championship. You're a better you and Tim and John, right? Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
So I think this thing tonight let people know we are legit. And I feel like if we win tonight, I don't know anybody else that can stop us. I'm confident we're playing whoever else for the national championship.
So my gut instinct was 9.5 points is too many. Miami has not lost by more than a touchdown since November the 4th of 2023. Now, they've not played a team probably as good as Ohio State, but, I mean, I don't know. I'm worried. Here's what concerns me a little bit. There were some guys that were open for A&M, and whether it was Marcel Reed's inability to hit him, whether it was the wind, because it was a tough day to throw the football, in fairness to Marcel. Like, the Canes were able to kind of get rid of some bust in the secondary. Tonight, you're in a dome. You got a lot better quarterback on the other side. Like, I am worried about the coverage, but I'm trying to just close my eyes and go, Reuben Bain, Reuben Bain, Reuben Bain, Reuben Bain, Reuben Bain. And then really what what it really boils down to is, if Miami can run the football, I do not see why there's any reason that they can't be in this game.
So Jeffrey, this is what I'm going to piggyback with you on, and I totally agree. I think it is a chance, just being real, is Ohio State. They're mad after the loss. They can be overwhelming. Their front four could get crazy, and it'd be a blowout. I think that's the only way they win, though. If it's close, I think Miami wins. If we hang in this game – first quarter, second quarter, and we get that field third quarter, and it stay close, I think Miami makes the big play. I think our veteran quarterback makes the big play. I just think the momentum. Ohio State going to have fans and stuff, but I think Miami, I think we get underestimated about how we travel. I mean, up until a few years ago, you know, Miami had the most first-round picks in the NFL. I think people forget because we have went through a few years of some craziness and some downtime, unlike Alabama and Georgia. We'd have been down longer, but this is a historic program. I mean, people give Notre Dame they props. Notre Dame ain't did nothing the while either for last year, you know what I mean? They did go to another championship 2 years ago, but I think if it stayed close with Michael Irvin over there acting the fool and stuff, we will prevail.
Are we a little worried about our white trash prince maybe throwing it to the other team?
Yes.
Because I'm a Carson Beck guy. Like I'm on record. Like, yes, I know his personality bothers people. I get that. I'm not even defending that. I think the guy can really throw the football, but he can also sometimes really throw the football to the other team.
Yes. And, you know, we've had that trouble with him and Cam and other people. But you know what? With that being said, I'm happy with having him right now. I don't think you can replace experience. I think he's experienced, meaning I don't think this game should be too big for him because he has played in so many big games in the SEC. And you know what? As good as Ohio State quarterback is, guys, his last game he wasn't too great. So I think he got something to prove, too.
His two most
pedestrian. Sound crazy.
I love saying, too, like, he's the guy that I actually would wait on. Like, if I'm a bad NFL team, he's the guy that I'm like, all right, I'm probably not picking a quarterback, and I'm trying to figure out a way to get him next year if he comes out. But his two worst games are against Texas and against Indiana. And those were the two teams that got the most heat on him. And Ohio State's going to have to prove to me that they can block Bain, because I'm not sure they can.
No, I agree. Our front four have been good, too. I just think, I don't know how many big games he played in the Big Ten this year. That's why I say if you keep it close, you know, I think once it stay close, it's a lot of, you know, it might be a lot of nervousness on their part, too, because like you say, the game. I don't think they had too many close games, right? Well, I know.
So they had the first game against Texas, which ended up as a 7-point game.
Okay.
Then I believe their next closest game was at Illinois. I think they won like 41-16 up until the championship game when they lose to Indiana 13-10. I mean, this is something I talked about earlier this week. I think the two things that fascinate me the most, because maybe they're just better. Like, it's entirely possible Indiana and Ohio State are better than everybody else. I don't rule that out. But neither team has had a ton of game pressure. And I do think the game pressure kind of got to Ohio State in the Indiana game. If Miami can keep this thing close, like, how do they respond? And then the other thing is, I kind of wonder about these long layoffs for the teams that, you know, they haven't played in a month, because I think your defense is usually okay after that, but I think your offense at times can struggle to have rhythm when you haven't played in 30 days, because you're just kind of out of game reps. Like, you can simulate going fast in practice, but it's just a little bit different. You know, if Ohio State can come out and they're kind of stumbling and they're not necessarily bad, but they're just kind of off, well, I think Miami's one of the few teams that can actually make them pay for that.
Yeah, Jeffrey, that has been a question since the beginning of time with sports, like
Russ versus rest. Yeah.
Russ and how long. And I think you almost got to be a perfect, like, pro to handle it. Like, if you're like a, you know, LeBron or – I think, like, with kids and even certain older – I think – it can't. Everybody adapts to it differently, right?
Well,
and
to your point, I also care. It's like we try to view this like rust versus rest in like a vacuum, in that it's the same in every situation. It's like, well, no. If I've got a team that is banged up, but if you can give me a couple of extra weeks, maybe I can get half of those guys back that I really would like to have. Well, give me the rest. I'll deal with the rust. I'd rather have the players out there. But then there are other times, you know, hey, man, when you're playing well, you kind of want to get back out there. Like, I feel like we, far too often, we try to think of it as it's the same across every situation, but it's just not for me.
No, it's not. It's about that individual. It's about their team.
Yeah.
It's about their mindset. It's about coaches. It's about a lot of things. And like you say, either Ohio State or Indiana is better than anybody, but I think tonight, I think this is one of the most intriguing games. I also do want to see, I don't know if the game hasn't even started yet because I've been on the road, but I also know that I feel like that Texas Tech game go be
that's tomorrow. Tomorrow 11 a.m. Central.
Okay, I don't know why I thought all the games were.
No,
the game.
So right,
okay,
now
so.
We had Vandy lost to Diego, lost his final college start. Diego, okay. They lost to Iowa. Right now at the half, or is it at the half? No, Texas and Michigan, actually pretty good game over on ABC. That's 17-17. And then we have a couple other bowl games. Nebraska and Utah are 14-7.
So no playoff games are
the only
today.
Playoff game today is Miami and Ohio State.
Okay. And I think, like you say, either Ohio State and Indiana is better than everybody but at the same time, I think people is questioning it because, am I wrong, Jeffrey, because you with the betters, I was watching some ESPN and some people were saying Indiana might blow Alabama out. And some people were saying, do they think Alabama got the momentum to win now? So have you been hearing, or are the bettors all saying Indiana?
I feel like the one consensus opinion that seems to be held by sharps and by the common folk alike is that the one team that could get blown out tomorrow is Ole Miss. It's so loud to the point that I announced – when I got back to the condo after that Ole Miss Tulane game, I didn't care what the number was. I was laying it with Georgia. Now so many people are all thinking that Ole Miss gets dog-walked that it's talked me into, if I can get Ole Miss at 7 points, I think I'm probably going to take it. But
yeah.
It feels like across the board, most people don't think Ohio State's losing, but across the board, because over in the Rose Bowl tomorrow, it's entirely possible that we're going to have flooding. Like, yeah, it's raining. It's going to be thunderstorming out in Southern California. I got no idea how that impacts Indiana and Alabama. With Oregon and Texas Tech, I got no idea. Like, And then on top of that, like with tonight, I can see a universe where Miami wins the game, but at the same time, it's like the point spread being 9.5, the people that make the lines aren't dummies. Like, that does make me go, what am I missing here? And but this is what I actually like about these four games. I got four games that I don't really feel confident about how it's going to go in any of them. And that's like why I like what's at the end of the day, it's not just a bet. That's why I watch sports. I got no idea what's going to happen.
No, that, and that's the great thing for, and that's why some people was trying to get the power of six, you know, G6 out, because they wanted to be like this from day one. But I think they're right saying Ohio State and Indiana. Now, Ole Miss, I'm going to be real with you. I think there's so many people in that building that would love to win that game, to stick it. I'm telling you how people are.
Oh,
you know how people are.
I was talking to somebody today. You have no idea how right you are from the player perspective.
Yeah, from the want to say, it's not about Lane. And they might say players, but in reality, it's administrators. Come on, man.
For sure.
It's everybody. So I think they got some extra motivation, too. Now, I love Kirby Smart. Like you said, I'm not a Georgia guy. I think he do a phenomenal job. I think he's the best out of all Nick Saban tree. I think he's the best, and it's not close. Now, that might be wrong saying it with the job guy doing him in Dallas right now.
I was going to say the only person, and I don't know. It's like Cignetti, but that's the other thing is Cignetti went and coached at Alabama, but like his dad's kind of like a legendary Pittsburgh guy. Like, it's not necessarily – Kirby to me is like a 100% Saban like clone. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think he started with him as a GA. Like, that, like, to me, that's a little different than a guy that you hire to, you know, coach for you for 3 years. Like, Kirby is like from the, like, cut from the cloth.
Exactly. And then they were saying Cincinnati or whatever, like, not to say he got done wrong or nothing, but I mean, I don't even think, did he ever make it to coordinate? Somebody was like, he was a wide receiver coach or something. And
he was never the coordinator at Bama. He was a coordinator at, like,
Pitt.
Yeah, but no, he was like the recruiting coordinator, I think was the highest Saban, he got with Saban.
Yeah, like they said they didn't even get him a coordinator, because I read a whole thing about him about a week ago. They were showing his journey and different things, and they was like, he couldn't even get a coordinator spot, and he was the one that every other coach, you know, that they put over him when some came up and somebody left, you know. But Kirby does a great job, but I just think Ole Miss is going to have some motivation, Jeffrey, that I think people, the bettors are smart. Let me say this. Me being into sports, though, and you and your dad, you know, sometimes people are playing with a different edge and fire. And these ain't professionals. You know what I mean? They're kind of professionals, but they're not professionals. And motivation goes a long way. And that Ole Miss team is still a good football team, right? And so I think it will be some extra motivation. And one more thing, Jeff, we talked about last week. They got to make these second rounds at home.
Yeah.
I get what it does for the community, but there's no reason.
No. When I gave you that explanation, I didn't say I believed in that. That would be what they tell you. And I'm not saying the community impact is zero, but let's not act like is really the city of Dallas, like if they didn't have the Cotton Bowl and its impact, do they even notice? Does Miami notice? Does L.A. notice? Does New Orleans notice? Like, you know what I mean? Like, and I do agree with you. What's the reward for these teams that have had the best seasons?
The season. And then why would Indiana, Jeffrey, think about this. Indiana and Alabama going all the way to L.A. See, the requirement have changed. Back in the day you had – but not back in the day. Like, you know, college have changed so much. Back in the day, 3 years ago. But
yeah.
Back in the day
– 18 months ago.
The best Pac-12 school versus the best Big Ten school, most of the time was 90% of the chance was going to go to the Rose. But you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it was a kind of now this don't make no sense. A SEC school and a Big, you know, Ten school, that don't make no sense. And not to hate on these cities, LA have poverty and stuff, but LA is going to be just fine.
I can tell you this: LA has poverty. Pasadena doesn't. Pasadena's going to be just fine with or without a quarterfinal game.
Hey, Dallas, I can see if it was Memphis, Mississippi, like New Orleans, I kind of get that. You know what I mean? But, like, we got to find a way to get them right, man. And it's going to be a great game. I just don't think for the fan, both of those fans, they have to go all the way to L.A., I think is a little crazy.
How many times do you think on tonight's broadcast they're going to reference the 0-1 title game?
They're going to talk about that a lot. And, Jeffrey, maybe I got my Miami goggles on. I don't. They have done. I watched the game the other day because they got this, they did the thing on the U. Jeffrey, it was not a hole. You got to go back and watch it. It was over. People were celebrating.
He hooked him from the back.
Jeffrey, his hands were straight up on one arm.
No. I agree with you at the end. But he hooks him. Yeah. He hooks him before the throw.
Okay.
No, I do agree with you. When the ball is in the air, that's football. That's make a play. Like,
yeah.
I agree. But he did hook him before it.
Okay. Yeah, because they did the 30 for 30 came on this week too, and that was a big part of it too, and everything like that. So they gonna bring that up a lot though, Jeffrey. They gonna continue. I mean, everybody was there last week. That's going to be crazy. I think it's going to be so many alumni there tonight. It's going to be ridiculous.
Is the porn star going to be there again?
Is who?
Did you not see the I believe her name is Abella Danger.
Well, I would say this. Anywhere, she probably will, but anywhere there's a lot of guys with money at, she's probably going to be more than her there.
Yeah, this might be a business trip. She might be expensing a few things.
For sure.
Who did the It's All About the You song?
I can't it's remember. It's a few you, different people.
The You. Because obviously at MUS we adopted that as well.
Oh, yeah, I did. Hear about that song on our 30 for 30? The one that Greg Olsen and them made a few years ago, but they got in trouble for it.
The what do they call that? The fourth floor, fifth floor.
Yeah.
It was Greg whatever Olsen that the whatever their verse. Floor was at that athletic dorm. Greg Olsen's now become like bored again. He's like, I don't talk about that. It's like, what happened on the fourth floor? Stayed on the fourth floor.
Jeffrey, he gets so many props. To think about it, you got Miami, you got all these black guys rapping. Greg Olsen come with the hardest verse. Nobody could believe it, and that's all everybody talk about.
No, it's. I think that was also what made it hilarious, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a big part of it. All right, Coach, go enjoy family time. We've kept you away from your daughter. Enjoy the ice. This is important. You got to go scope out. You got to scope out your spot tonight. Like, that's – you got to figure out where the vibes are going to be best.
No, for sure. And, man, happy holidays and New Year's, Jeffrey. I want you, George, Brad, John, Jason. What's our guy to come in after us?
Gabe and Connor.
Gabe, Gary, Connor. Like, man, it's been an honor this year working with everybody. Listeners I done met on the street, it's been an honor working with everybody in 20 pleasure in 2025. Man, happy holidays. Thank all you guys.
Happy New Year to you, Coach.
Yes, sir.
That is Coach Hurd, my basketball coach, your basketball coach, our basketball coach, as well as Team Thad's basketball coach. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, George and I are going to get into our games of the long weekend. It's, of course, the final show of 2026. We'll be back with you next Monday, but we're going to preview the weekend, what we are most excited about and excited to watch. We'll talk about it next right here on Jeffrey Wright & Company, 92.9 FM. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
ESPN. Over on ESPN2, the Memphis Tigers have begun conference play. They currently lead North Texas 14-8. They have had three turnovers, though, in the last minute and 40. And now that game is down to 6 points. The Tigers, so far, 6 of 13 from the field, including 2 of 4 from 3. However, they have turned the ball over 9 times. However, they have also forced 9 turnovers against the Mean Green. So, again, you can go see that over on ESPN2 while, of course, you're listening or streaming the program here. All right, George, so we obviously have the quarterfinals of the CFP. We have, let's see, the games of significance in the NFL. On Saturday afternoon, we've got Carolina and Tampa in a game that could end up not mattering. Because if on Sunday the Saints lose to the Falcons, the game's in Atlanta, Falcons currently 3-point favorites, the result does not matter. Carolina will be in at 8-9.
Yep.
However, if the Saints do beat the Falcons,
then the result will matter.
The result will matter. Winner goes in.
Right.
All right. We also have the battle for the number one seed. The Seahawks go to Santa Clara on Saturday night to take on the Niners. Seattle, a 1.5-point road dog. The Niners won. I can't remember if that was week one or week two, but the Niners did win the game in Seattle.
Are they a road dog or road favorite?
Sorry, Seattle road favorite by 1.5.
I was about to say, I'm curious because I was looking at it.
If I said that incorrectly, yes. Seattle's a 1.5-point road favorite currently.
Because if there's a
favorite currently,
if there was a 3-point swing between different books, that would have been a little interesting.
Obviously, a couple of games that are on everybody's radar. Giants in a must-lose game against the Cowboys, and then the Raiders host Kansas City. If the Raiders can lose, I've had to like scroll through because it was a devastating win for the Giants last week. I mean, when I saw the news that Max Crosby was headed to IR and then you saw reports of him playing pickup basketball, that was when I knew the Raiders were more committed to the tank. And the Giants' ability to always screw up the number one pick, second to none. So obviously the Giants need to lose, the Raiders need to lose, and then basically, I'm rooting for the Seahawks, I think. I think I'm rooting for the Seahawks. I had Tankathon up. It's like the Seahawks and the Falcons, I think, is who I'm rooting for. But basically, that ship sailed last week. So, of course, those games are big for everyone. And then we have, on Sunday night, Baltimore at Pittsburgh. Winner will be the final AFC playoff team. They will get the 4 seed. Line right now currently 3.5. To me, that suggests Lamar's playing.
That's what it sounds like. But, I mean, how much of that is baked in with how absolutely dreadful that Pittsburgh offense was without DK Metcalf? They couldn't do anything.
They could not do anything. I also do think the Browns' defense.
No, like the Browns do have a good defense.
But not 6 points good.
Right.
Like a playoff team should score more than 6 points.
Correct.
Against the Browns. All right, so that is our NFL slate. Your number 5 game of the long weekend.
Number 5 game of the long weekend. This is where it gets tough because we only have these 4 quarterfinal games.
Yep.
And all of them have a ton of intrigue to me. And we have these 2 or 3 essential win if you're in NFL games.
All right, let's go to the college games because I wanted to ask you this because I was talking about it with Coach. Do you have a strong conviction in any of the 4 college games that this is what is going to happen?
Nah, not really. I mean, is the only one, like, I guess, like, Indiana to win? But, like, even then, there's a clear path where Alabama can get it done because they're talented enough.
And also, I have no idea if that is a weird weather game.
Oh, yeah.
Now, maybe we should also factor this in. The one time we saw Alabama with real weather this year, granted, week one.
Wasn't great.
They did not handle it well.
True.
I actually do think like that was part of the whole like when like we've talked about the weird week one result. How did Alabama lose to Florida State?
There was a lot of weird weather in that game.
When they were starting to kind of settle down, the skies opened up.
Yep.
And they didn't handle it well. Now, could that be experience?
I mean, maybe.
I mean, it is the Thanos if you consider failure experience, but, you know.
Yeah. But even then, I mean, like, we haven't seen the closest thing to real problems Indiana has faced this year. The Penn State game.
Yep.
Which, what at most they trailed by 7?
Yeah, that was also another weird one where they were kind of up 10
yeah.
for a lot of the game.
And then it kind of flipped on a dime, Penn State.
Mendoza threw a bad pick. And then also Penn State was able to run the football, and they were able to run the football for most of the year.
Yeah.
And then the game flipped.
But, I mean, even then, like, I don't.
I think their next toughest game
was the Big Ten title.
And then if you want to say, setting that aside,
sure,
because Ohio State adjusted, they were not that great against Iowa. They kind of got Iowa'd.
Is that not Iowa adjusted to that point? Like, that's kind of what they do to a lot of teams.
Tough road game. They just drag you into the mud. And
that's their MO.
Yeah.
That's what they do. For what it's worth, the morning game, that Oregon-Texas Tech, you could tell me literally anything happens in that game, and you just have to say, okay, yeah, I could see it.
I think the only result that would shock me.
Is Oregon blowing them out?
No. Tech blowing them out.
Hmm.
I don't know if their offense can blow them out. But you can talk me into.
But I could see the defense leading Tech to like a bunch of short fields, a lot of open, like close opportunities like that.
You can talk me into the 13-point blowout for Tech.
Yeah.
But what you could, like, I exactly.
Blowout.
Correct.
You know.
The game that a team is not necessarily out of it, but at no point do you believe.
It's the boxing match where the one guy just has their jab working.
It was kind of the exact same thing like we saw with BYU.
Right.
Think back to the game that was in Lubbock. BYU gets to the half. They're only down, I think, like 16.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think Tech made a field goal maybe at the buzzer. But at no point did I really think BYU was in that game.
Right.
You could talk me into like the 17 point whatever, but
again, at that point it really is just that.
Yes.
Keeping them at arm's distance, keeping them just
correct,
just outside of actual touching distance.
Correct.
I could totally see that. Like, every single one of these games with every one of these teams, there is a clear path to success, and I think that is what makes all of them as interesting as they are.
All right, you're number five.
My number five, I am going to go with, as much as I love the horrible, disgusting, gross NFC South, neither of those games. My number five, I'm going to go with Seattle and San Fran. I think both these teams are playing some really good ball at the right time, especially the Niners.
All right, I am going with my number five. I'm going with the Orange Bowl.
Okay.
I'm going with the Orange Bowl simply because my instinct tells me neither team's going to really move the ball against the other. And not that that's uninteresting. I just don't know if you're going to aesthetically say,
man, what a great game to watch.
Correct.
Yeah.
But it could be tense, tight. I'm not saying it has to be 10-3 bad like we saw with A&M and Miami.
Right.
But if you have a game that resembles that script, it wouldn't shock me. It would not shock me if that game ends in the teens.
I could see that.
And I don't think that's because it's just two good defenses. I could also see where that is a situation where neither offense can be competent because they can't block.
That's fair.
You're number four.
For a lot of those same reasons, it's the Orange Bowl. Like, I think my top four are all going to be these quarterfinals because of how much intrigue I have in so many different storylines for each of these. Like, if Oregon ends up making a run, which is completely possible with their skill level, especially at their skill positions. I mean, those receivers, if you're not covering, I mean,
it's entirely possible they got the best quarterback too.
Absolutely. Dante Moore is phenomenal. And even to that point, if they do make a run,
yeah,
a pretty deep run into this, even if it ends up in a loss in the national championship game, could Dante Moore look at that and say, hey, look, I just drug this team to the national title game. It's time to take my talents to the next level. There's a ton of intrigue in that, and this is a premier defense that he's going to have to come up against this weekend.
No, I think that's entirely fair. It's funny how we talk more and more about how college football is starting to resemble the NFL, but the one thing that I feel like gets left out of it is more times than not in the NFL, you get into the playoff games, you're like, all right, which quarterback's better?
Right.
But it doesn't feel like we do that as much in college. And I obviously understand some of the rosters can be tilted way more one side or the other.
Look at Texas Tech.
But a lot of these teams,
sometimes the quarterback is truly
correct.
That extra kick.
All right, my number four, I am going with the Rose Bowl. And even though we've talked about how this could be the ultimate unfounded narrative game in which Bama could be dead, Indiana could be a fraud, I really think it's going to be a sloppy, gross Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
Because of the weather. And that's just, like, we don't really turn on the Rose Bowl to sit there and go, man, it's nicer here. We turn on the Rose Bowl to be like, God, that place looks great.
Will it still be nicer? I mean,
I think tomorrow we're in the 50s, aren't we?
Are we back into the 50s?
Give me the 50s and sunshine versus 61 and rain.
Oh, absolutely. I'm just thinking, well, these last couple days we've been waking up and it's 25 out this morning.
Oh,
you know what I mean.
I've had the one where I'm not 100% sure the car's going to crank.
Oh,
like, you know, like, so it's, yeah, like, is the battery dead? Like, why is this turnover? Yeah, I've had that happen the last 2 days.
Yeah,
we've gotten here.
You've gotten here, but not the most convincing.
Yeah, I think, yeah, tomorrow we got 59 and mostly sunny.
Oh, beautiful couch day.
Yeah.
Perfect day.
What an outstanding day to stay inside.
Yeah.
That's the entire thing. All right, you're number three.
My number three, I'm going to go with the game we have on tonight. I'm going to go with the Cotton Bowl. I still think that there's enough there with that potentially gross, nasty Rose Bowl with both those teams between the coaching and, like, even when the weather's going to be gross, which we anticipate it to be, I think there's going to be enough there. Tonight's almost, like, if this, for Miami to win, I feel like this script has to mirror what happened last week.
Yeah, even if it's slightly more points.
The script has to be.
But it has to be slow start.
Yes.
Hang around, put a drive together.
Yep. And drag Ohio State into the trench with you.
And listen, he did not wow last week, but sometimes I liken it to the Lamar stands wanted to point out that when the Ravens lost to the Bills in the playoffs last year. Okay, everyone wants to point to the Andrews drop. Josh Allen in that game, like, his numbers weren't overwhelming. He made zero mistakes.
Sometimes that's all you got to do.
Carson Beck last week made zero mistakes. And, again, my white trash prince.
It's in there.
He's played a ton of football.
And Saiyan has not.
And he hasn't played it against a lot of teams that get after him. Now, if we turn it on and we quickly realize, oh, game plan is get the ball out of his hand as quickly as possible and
you've
never
got
let
these NFL receivers you're throwing to.
Exactly. Let's see if those corners really want to tackle.
Right.
Well, then all of a sudden, like, we can go, all right, well, Vegas knew something when they made the line what it was.
Right.
All right, my number three. I'm going Niners Seahawks. Partly, I know the Seahawks are really good.
Right.
I still can't get out of my mind Fraud Jace. And maybe it's a Darnold thing.
I think it's a Darnold thing, but I don't disagree.
But I really think if we get into the playoffs, like this, for the second consecutive year, Sam Darnold is going on the road.
Yeah.
With a chance to get the number one seed. Does anybody remember what happened between Minnesota and Detroit last year?
Not great.
Now, in fairness to Sam Darnold, I think that his offensive line this week has a much better chance of blocking than the Vikings did last year at that point. Because they were like on their, I think they were like signing left tackles off the street.
Yeah, they were truly.
And if you got a,
into the practice squad void. Yes.
And if you've, have someone? If you've got a struggling offense, I think the Niners defense might be the antidote. But they've not been great at cashing in.
It's true.
They kicked a lot of field goals. All right, your number two.
My number two. Yeah, I'm going to stay. I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to be biased. My number two is the Rose Bowl game between Alabama and Indiana out in Pasadena. I do think the weather is probably going to end up being bad. I'd like to see what Jam Miller looks like at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I do think just, well, I think the other
sometimes
question,
even his just presence, like, well, what makes the offense
what does
click.
Indiana look like without Stephen Daly?
That, we haven't seen it. We don't know.
And is the weather going to be so bad? It doesn't really matter. I do think if it truly just becomes which team can put a drive together on the ground,
then I'm leaning Indiana.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, but if they're able to really start to open things up a little bit, I mean, we've talked about it. Alabama secondary is really athletic and really good. And like they clearly are great at reading the eyes of opposing quarterbacks. And that Alabama wide receiving core, even with Ryan Williams struggling, those other guys are really good players.
Yeah, I'm going number two. I'm going with the Sugar Bowl.
Okay.
This whole Kiffin might show up with a governor thing.
I think he's going to be at the game.
That's what I'm saying. I think that's kind of weird.
That's on brand.
But I guess we're truly at the, like, I keep wondering, it's like, is all attention good attention? But maybe the answer is just yes.
See, but not, well, for him, the answer is yes.
That's
for
what I'm
us,
saying.
We look at it as, that's a little weird.
I don't know. I just thought the
it
whole,
is weird.
The whole aspect of it. Is Georgia the team that we're sleeping on? We're not talking about. Are they going to come out and show it? I think Ole Miss's receivers are really good. And I think if you're able to hit shots down the field, I think you can move the ball on Georgia.
Yeah.
But
Georgia, what about that Georgia front seven?
Georgia
They're
didn't
awesome.
Get, and Georgia didn't get stopped.
It's true.
Last time. Now, that was also the second best. If you go on offensive success rate, that was the second best offensive performance that Georgia's had against a power opponent ever under Kirby Smart.
Yep.
Are they going to do that again? Maybe.
Maybe, but I mean, it's not super sustainable.
Ole Miss's last rematch went exactly to the same script as the first time.
Yeah.
Does that happen again? I don't know. Like I am fascinated by it because there's also part of me that's like, when the entire world thinks that someone's going to get dog walked,
doesn't always work out that way.
Doesn't always, and maybe we'll find out that all the chaos was too much and Georgia's just better.
Certainly possible.
But I am interested to watch. Number one.
That is my number one game for a lot of those same reasons. And I mean, obviously, look at what I'm wearing today.
Yeah, I'm born in 1998, product of the 90s, my number one game. I got Ohio State and I got Miami. I don't even think aesthetically that it's going to be a great watch, but there's just something about it that has a big-time feel.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's in our version of the Roman Coliseum, Jerry's World, like that has big, big game feel. All right, we have time to take a quick break.
I think we should probably just hit the music. We're already at 55.
All right, let's hit the music for today's Don't Tell These Story. Tell your story. Steve Sarkisian.
Ugh.
Right now, a game going on over on ABC. Sark said, what a matchup. I think the Citrus Bowl could outrate some college football playoff games.
I didn't know Sark went back to the bottle.
It is on ABC. Tonight's games, all ESPN. There were also TNT playoff games that went up against the NFL. So maybe, but like, that
is... If we're really going to go back to a week.
That's really the spirit, though, of don't tell these stories.
Okay.
Tell your story. And by the way, all that matters now, ratings.
Clearly.
Indeed, all that matters. Tigers currently up 19-14, 3.5 minutes to go down at FedEx Forum. Not exactly a work of art, but hey, we're at the point where the Tigers just need to start getting some positive momentum and see some wins. Happy New Year to you and to all, of course, to you, George. Want to thank Coach Hurd and Munns for being on the program. If you missed anything, it'll be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For George, this is Jeffrey Sand. Thanks for listening. Keep listening. Gabe Kuhn Show with Connor and George coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.